The last few years that we've done this reading about Zacchaeus, I must say I've become a little bit more fascinated with the character of Zacchaeus. Because I think we add more to the story than was there in the first place. And because of that, I think it changes our perspective on the way we look at Zacchaeus. So just tell me in your own mind, so that I can see whether you and I are on the same page. And if we're not, then I will try to get you on my page, obviously. It's what I do. But what do you think were the major challenges of Zacchaeus? And especially of Zacchaeus's desire to really see and know the Lord. What do you think were his major challenges? I think there's three obvious ones kind of that are in the story. And then there's a quiet one underneath that I'm going to talk about fourth. This is the congregation participation part of our program. Which means that I really am asking the question and asking you to look at the story as you hear it. What do you think were Zacchaeus's challenges to knowing and seeing Jesus and becoming part of his life? What do you think? His height, okay? That was the number one. That's the obvious answer, okay? Because that's what everybody always thinks about Zacchaeus. The story says he was small in stature, all right? But Zacchaeus is pretty ingenious. He wants to see Jesus so much and so well that he decides, I'm going to conquer this challenge. I'm going to figure out a way to see Jesus anyway, even though I can't see over the crowd. I'm going to climb a sycamore tree. I'm going to see Jesus, and I'm going to come here to do what I really am feeling I need to be doing, encountering Jesus. And so he does it. And of course, he's rewarded. Jesus looks right at him and says, Zacchaeus, come down from there. I'm going to stay at your house today. So was that really a challenge that Zacchaeus was not able to overcome? I don't think so. I don't think that was his real challenge because he really figured out how to deal with that one. Okay? That one was actually fairly easy. So what were there a couple of other challenges in the story to Zacchaeus? Or as we hear the story. What were they? Yes, sir? Yes, ma'am? All right, that's the fourth one. We're going to come there. Save that answer. You've been working with me way too much. Okay? What were the other two challenges? Remember in the story when it says, what you know, especially in terms of his conversation with Jesus? One is his wealth. Okay? And sometimes wealth can get in the way of our knowing Jesus. But Zacchaeus does pretty well with that one too. All right? He does. Because he basically just says to the Lord, all right? And notice the Lord hasn't even been in his house yet. But he still says to the Lord, Lord, I'm going to give half my possessions to the poor. How many of you have done that? Anyone? Anyone? That's pretty amazing, don't you think? Now, I'm telling you, it means he was obviously pretty wealthy. All right? You can't give away half of what you got and still be doing real well, okay? Unless you're really, really wealthy. So he had to be pretty wealthy. But he didn't let it get in his way. He basically just said, I'm going to live as a generous person. So that really wasn't in his way too much either, okay? So what's the third thing that was kind of in his way? You remember? His profession. Yeah, he's a tax collector, okay? And now I will ask any of you in here, does anybody in here work for the IRS? If you do, I'm sorry, okay? Because it means you are a maligned person, okay? I mean, nobody likes the tax collector. Nobody ever likes the tax collector, not even in our culture. But in Zacchaeus' time, it was even worse. Okay? In Zacchaeus' time, it was even worse because the tax collectors are seen as being in collaboration with the government. All right? And the Romans, the invading force that had come in and taken over our territory, all right? They all had to pay taxes to the empire too. All right? And because they were paying taxes to the empire, Zacchaeus was seen as a collaborator, and there were all kinds of nasty stories about those collaborators. That they were taking advantage of everybody. If you had a really good year, the person who lived in the community knew it, and he could say, hey, no, I heard you had a really good year this year. Pay up. Give the empire a little bit more. All right? But notice, tax collectors were also known as extortionists. Now notice, again, even before Jesus goes to Zacchaeus' house, what does Zacchaeus say to him? He doesn't say, oh Lord, because I've extorted all those people, I'm going to pay it back four times over. No, what he says is, if I have extorted anyone, I'll pay it back four times over. You see how we've kind of painted Zacchaeus with a bad brush? And I don't know whether any of it's true. I'm just saying, as I read the story, I've kind of noticed we stacked a few things against poor old Zacchaeus. And that comes to the underlying challenge, which I think is the biggest challenge, which was, does anybody have another answer for that?
That people have preconceived notions of him.
That people had preconceived notions of Zacchaeus. Now, if you ask me, that was his biggest challenge to overcome. That was his biggest challenge that was put on his plate, because so many people had already made up their minds about Zacchaeus, and there was no change in those minds because they already had him put in a box, and because he was put in that box, they weren't going to let him get out of it. And that's why they started grumbling against Jesus when Jesus says, I'm going to go stay at your house, Zacchaeus. And they're like, he's going to stay at the house of a sinner. Now, I'm just going to ask you a little question. If Jesus came to stay at your house, would he not be going to the house of a sinner? Anyone want to argue with me on that one? Shh, don't. You'll go down hard. Okay? But I mean, let's face it. If Jesus came to any of our houses, any of them, he'd be going to the house of a sinner. And all of us sinners would be glad, wouldn't we? Wouldn't we be glad that Jesus was coming to our house today? As messed up as we are, wouldn't we be glad that Jesus somehow picked us and said, I'm going to stay at your house today. And I'm going to guarantee you that because of whatever would have happened with Jesus while he was at our house, our lives would change. They'd be different. They wouldn't be the same. That seems to be the way that Jesus does his ministry. He doesn't just call those who are perfect. But yet, what do we do in the church? What do we do in the church? Well, you're not holy enough, so he should come to my house instead of yours. Or, you're not involved in as many activities at church as I am, so he shouldn't be coming to your house, he should be coming to mine. Or, you don't give enough, and because you don't give enough, well, I don't know why Jesus would be going to your house. You see what we do with each other? And it's not right. It's not right that we should say and do those things. Now, I know that it's human nature that we do. I've not met a perfect parish yet. Okay? And I'm pastor of three right now. None of the three of you win the award for being the perfect parish. We chew on each other and we talk about each other and we go after each other and we do our things. That's about normal. Sometimes a little too normal for my tastes, but it's normal. But when we do that, it's making it harder for us to invite Jesus in to do with us whatever it is that Jesus needs to do. We need to lay off each other a little bit. We need to learn how to hold each other large. We need to learn how to just kind of assume that we're kind of all doing our best, or at least trying a little bit, or let's face it, we wouldn't be here. But aren't we all trying a little? I know we're not getting it all right. I get that. I can look in the mirror every morning and see the truth. But what I'm saying is, can't we at least give each other the benefit of the doubt that we're all trying to work toward the same thing? That we want Jesus to be at our house. That we want to see who Jesus is. That we want to get to him. Whatever's getting in our way, whatever challenges are getting in our way, that we, like Zacchaeus, at least from time to time, are trying to overcome the challenges so that we can see who he is and what he's all about. And if we can do those things together, then maybe Jesus will come to stay at our house this day. May all of us be so blessed.